They go my Titans fan.
Don't do that, bro.
Shout out to them Titans, man. Shout out to Kyler Murray. DeAndre Hopkins.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
Nick, this is really not the time. I really don't have that much to talk about. I'm not talking to you about the step back. I'm nothing about that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? Like, I have nothing good to say. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's start off with Sean the good foot.
My bad.
That's
the good foot. That's actually two good feet because it's a step back.
Well, I know who don't got two good feet.
Ooh.
DeMarcus with a broken foot. Yeah.
That's wild.
We know who don't got two good feet.
That's cool. I've been wanting some of his money back, so you
got
to pay that.
Yeah, well, he got it all. All the bread going in his pocket. He's not giving it back. Nah. Zeke doing the same thing.
Wait a minute now.
Both of them got to pay that back.
Y'all got a few people out.
Yeah. With the Lyle out 5 games, doing them PEDs.
Google.
What's the boy? Is Zach Martin playing this week?
Yeah, he'll probably be back.
Nick. Oh, okay.
He said he'll probably be back, which is me.
So Zach practice, Martin. So Gallup is going.
Did he practice?
Gone for.
Yeah, he said.
What?
Why you put your thumbs up then?
I said there's Zach Martin practice. That's what I asked you. Okay, man. He was out for COVID or he was out for injury?
All right.
He's off of COVID, bro. He wasn't. He tried to get two negative tests. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Beforehand. But yeah, we're gonna be pretty short this week.
We'll be all right. Ryan, did your kids miss you? Oh, you don't go back to school until tomorrow, I'd imagine.
We actually off tomorrow, so I'm actually off tomorrow, but I go back on Friday.
Oh, you go back on Friday. You think your kids gonna miss you, bro? Or they don't really fuck with you?
Oh, like I for sure they miss me. That's guaranteed. I ain't even worried about that. They didn't even know I was gone, so
I doubt it, bro. They sure get a whole substitute, bro.
You gonna tell them what you did in Miami?
Nah. They're too young for that, man. What you mean? Why they need to know all that? They're too young for that.
Because they're not gonna be able to comprehend what you're saying, bro. You know what I'm saying? You could tell them.
Please trust them. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all about these kids nowadays, bro. They remember stuff, they know stuff, and they don't forget, bro. They do not forget. I'm telling you, these new school kids, little third graders, not the same, bro.
Mr. Reed,
not the same.
Remember that time you told us in September when you was out there in the South Beach sucking the toes?
Not the same, bro.
I told my mom, and she said I shouldn't be saying these things.
Exactly. Then the problems you come up with right there. That's why you don't talk about stuff.
That's kind of wild.
I feel it.
What you mean? That's kind of the facts.
What is this? Sherman just sent us the whole. He told us study the plays. We got a wristband for a reason, bro.
All y'all wear wristbands?
He just started getting. We just started this week, so this past Sunday. But I would say like 5 or 6 of us had wristbands.
Wow.
And then outside of that, like whoever stepped on the field had them, or they switched them. So it was new. It didn't really help us because Sherman was still fucking calling the play and then outlining what everybody had to do. I'm like, what's the point of the wristband if you gonna keep telling us what we gotta do in the huddle?
Yeah.
We still not getting to the line in time.
At some point you gotta practice what you preach.
Welcome back to another episode of the Trap or Dive podcast. Mm-hmm. This is R32 side of the Trap or Dive, man, and we are going around the NFL tonight with the boy Snickolas and the boy Ryan Rizzo.
Yeah.
Fellas, how y'all doing today, man? It felt like I haven't talked to y'all in a minute.
Today's a better day. You know what I mean? I went to Miami on the day that we actually played the Cardinals on Sunday. Game kicked off at 1:00. I landed in Miami around.
Where'd you watch the game at?
I had to watch it on my phone because I was in the midst of traveling from the airport to the Airbnb And when I got to the Airbnb, like something's wrong with the Wi-Fi, so I just had to rock out with my phone. But, you know, let's just say my trip to Miami didn't start off the way I had anticipated. My boys didn't come out to play like they were supposed to. And, you know, it took me a little while to get out of my fuck. I was mad, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you, bro.
Out of man.
Nick was asking me questions. I'm just saying, Nick was... one thing I don't understand about Nick is he just thinks I'm going to have conversation for him when he's asking me questions about why certain player is doing so. I'm like, Nick, please stop texting me, bro. Like, I do not want to respond nor care to speak to you, bro. Like, stop texting me, dog. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, needless to say, I'm good, man. Today's Wednesday, another day, another week, week two. Another day, you know, I'm good.
Nah, a serious question. You know what? I'm gonna just look it up because I ain't anybody.
I'm better today. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about something.
I was gonna ask you. I was really gonna ask you. Did y'all score? Because I forgot to score.
Yeah, we scored.
Yeah.
13.
Did y'all score?
The garbage time.
No, it wasn't garbage time. It was like in the second quarter. Matter of fact, do it, AJ Brown.
Let me see. Oh yeah, 13. Hey, so let me. What was going on with this Julio thing, man? I saw something after the game, and maybe you know better than I do.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you do. I mean, you was on vacation, so you do know. All right, bet. Just tell me what happened. What the hell was going on?
It was a point in the game where we were, of course, down by a couple scores and trying to keep pace in the game. Running game wasn't really working at all in the first half. But at this point in the game, in the second quarter, we started to get a couple runs going. Derek was going, and he had just ran 9-yard gain on second down. And Julio Jones is fighting with one of the DBs after the play. Granted, the DB was grabbing Julio, but you know it's one of them things where the ref catches the second person after the first incident is already
number
done.
Two.
So it went from about to be a third and one in the possession that I feel like we really needed to keep pacing the game. Down turned into a third and 16 because he hit the corner after the play and ref called him. And it, of course, killed our drive. And, of course, you know, Rabel wasn't happy about it. Neither was I. I was surprised that Julio Jones, like, I've never even seen Julio act like that. Like, I don't even know why he made him do that. But, you know, that's what happened. And Mike, they asked Mike after the They asked him on Monday, actually. It wasn't right after the game. They asked him.
Yeah, that's why I was – that's why.
Yeah, it was Monday.
That's why I remember hearing it.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, from one loser to another, mm-hmm. The Cowboys lost in the very first game of the season. Nick, last time we talked, we had – you had the Tampa Bay first half, and Ryan had the Bucks in a blowout, essentially, at least 10 points. And then I had the Cowboys covering.
It would have happened.
I'm glad it didn't because I won. I'm
about to say, bets is about ain't about what it could have should have. It's about what happened,
right? All right, bro. I'm just saying, bro. At half 14 down, you're supposed to do. We wouldn't be sitting here today. I'd be 3-0.
No bullshit. All right. So, Nick, how's everything with you, bro? But also, talk to us about these Cowboys, bro. What was your takeaway? I know I know who you're gonna talk about, but you might as well talk about it here.
Oh man, well, just to throw it out there, I went 3-0. You know what I'm saying? on my best bets last week, just want to throw that out there. Ryan, only lost at least one.
We're gonna talk about that.
Listen, bro, we all got to bet on the same thing, bro. He can't keep taking the first half, bro. That don't really count, bro. He can't keep doing that, bro.
So here's the kill. What Nick did, it's okay if he takes the first half, right? But here's the issue. This man Nick. Gave us that bet. I'm sitting here trying to watch my mouth and shit. He gave us that bet, and the line. I don't even think the line was accurate at the time that he gave us the bet. Like it wasn't the Wednesday line. So he gave a bet that he took, but he didn't tell us like you know. The whole backstory behind it. So I just put the number down. I don't even know if it really covered or not. Well, actually, it did because they. I think they was up by like 5 at halftime, but still.
Yeah.
It was just a different line. That's what it was. But I ain't got no problem with the first half. It's no,
so
it's
basically,
but I'm saying if but here's what I'm saying though, if we're betting the line for the
you want everything to be
that's
even
what I'm
across,
saying, bro. Like if we're betting the line for the game, then we're betting the line for the game, not the half, bro.
All right. From now on, that's easier. Ryan, that's why I bet it, boy. But for regular for Ryan's, you know, preference, I will bet the full game.
There you go.
It still go 3-0. If you get, if I, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, it sounds good. It sounds good. Just do it, bro.
You seen the lock of the week last week.
Just do it.
But yeah, I'll talk with my boys real quick, bro.
That joint got dicey.
What?
Matter of fact, if you had that joint at the quote unquote lock of the week, I was saying it got dicey because if you had that joint, if you took that number at the start of the game, you lost.
That's all you put in bets because they end up week, coming baby. Back. Beginning of the week. That's why we get our.
Go ahead, man. How's everything? Yeah, go ahead because you started talking about your goddamn record and ain't even talking about your team.
Yeah. We're gonna get to that. I just had to get that out there. 3-0.
Talk about the losers, bro.
But yeah, I talked about my boys, bro. You know what I'm saying? I said it was gonna be like a Falcons in chain. They got on the story. We made some turnovers. I was surprised at the defense. We got no sacks, which was disappointing. Very disappointed, actually. But then, you know what I'm saying? I ain't surprised. Micah looked a little lost in the first half, picked it up in the second half.
A little.
I was really looking at him. Right, what's to be doing?
That boy was out of place. I mean, we can talk about it if you want. You talk about a little. Thomas.
You want to know who was lost?
I don't. I don't.
Let's talk about whoever Cuz is with the dreads from your squad who got lost in that step back.
That's one play. I'm thinking you about to talk about something.
I'm pretty sure it was more.
There's somebody else that you can really. I mean, that play was just crazy. I mean, go ahead. Now finish talking about your score. Go ahead.
Okay. But I think we look good offensively. You know what I'm saying? We look good. I feel like we should run the ball a little more. Devin White is the beast.
Fantasy.
But yeah, all in all, we could have won that game, bro. We should have made a couple plays at the end of the game, you know what I'm saying, after we kicked the field goal.
But my game was live.
I mean, somebody game had to be live this week, you know, feel me?
Alright. You know what I'm saying? Alright.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically y'all game was live too.
Yeah. Well, technically, the ligament's not live, and DeMarcus Lawrence foot, so he's gonna be out.
Bet. That's a bet. We got an injury clause in this contract, so we good.
Bro. What is it? You don't know nothing about the injury clause.
Come on, bro. I was there to sign him, bro.
He negotiated it.
All right, bro. But yeah, I think that looked good. You know what I'm saying? Receivers picked it up. CD dropped a couple jumps early, but then he ended up with 7.
A couple?
Pitches. Yeah, nigga, a couple. End up.
More like 3.
Why?
What, bro? Was it 3?
No, he didn't pull the. He just went technically.
Let me talk about
that's what Nick just did.
Hey, he still caught 7 for 104 in the TD. That's all I'm saying.
It could have been for 204, 2 TDs, but he saw it.
Okay, I ain't got him in fantasy. I ain't tripping.
Me neither.
But like I was saying, I think we had a good game. You know what I'm saying? I think we lost one. You know what that means? Playoff bound, baby. We out here, baby. You know what I'm saying? So we got what I did.
Well, I mean, look, y'all got the Chargers up next, bruh. Now I'm not gonna sit here and say they're gonna look as dominant against y'all like they did against us, but them motherfuckers got a good offense and a good defense too. You know what I'm saying? They not no slouches, but y'all could run against them. You know what I'm saying? Are you?
I didn't even get a chance to catch our game.
Going to LA? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what you want to see?
He said, "What I want to see." I mean, typically I like to catch all the Skins games as long as they're not playing the same time with my boys. But you know, I wanted to see how y'all look with Heineke and playing the whole game.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It was probably one of the most frustrating games from the standpoint that everybody failed, like from the coaching staff to the players. Like we were talented. Like you know, it was a good matchup, talent wise. Just like comparing everybody to each other on the opposite end. Like each team to each other. Like we stacked up well against the Chargers, but these guys looked so lost defensively out of all the units. Special teams, offense, defense. The defense is the strong side. They looked so lost, and it was frustrating to look at.
Lost on you talking about from the DB
the front end to the back end.
I'll tell them what really happened.
The front end to the back end, right? Chase Young got strapped. We had no pressure. We had like a 12% pressure rate against the Chargers.
Skipping apart, right?
The linebackers couldn't cover. Secondary, the corner, the safeties were fine, but the cornerbacks were getting beat like a
cornerback.
2-5. Kendall Fuller was getting.
I heard Kendall Fuller.
The fact that you mentioned St. Juice and didn't realize that Kendall Fuller was getting picked on, the veteran was getting picked on every single time he lined up against Mike Williams or Keenan Allen. Like, he was getting cooked, bro. Like, you couldn't hide him if you wanted to, bro. Like, that's how bad it was.
All I know is on third down, back shoulder fade, it was disgusting, bro. Like, everything.
Who did it throw to? Williams, Mike Williams?
Yeah, Mike Williams, you know, back shoulder down.
You must be talking about the last draft.
Yeah. But, I mean, all day, for real, the TD, it was ugly, bro. But in his defense, he really don't got enough for real, so I ain't got shit for him. But he's some shit. Sorry.
You said 20, what?
I said in his defense, he ain't really got none, so he'd be all right.
Who you talking about?
25. They was slicing them all.
Hey, so my mom, when is the boy that y'all picked up from Cincinnati gonna play? What's his name?
You got a pick. William Jackson.
Oh, he played?
Yeah, he got picked. Yeah, he got picked in the game. He got picked in the red zone. But yeah, that's probably part of the problem too. Just to sum it up. He got picked in the red zone. They were driving all game. Like, they had nine drives. The last one, you know, they nailed the ball, but they had nine drives. Seven of those drives went into the red zone.
Wow.
Like, that's how, they converted 14 first downs out of 18 attempts.
And they only had 20 points?
They broke a record. So it was two things that kind of helped them out. Well, first off, they beat themselves in the red zone. We didn't stop them. Except for one time, and that was a William Jackson pick. That was the only play the defense made all game, literally. But outside of that, we forced a fumble, quote unquote, put this in quotations, forced a fumble in the red zone that should have been an incomplete pass, but the refs gave us a fumble. So that's one of the reasons why they didn't score on one possession in the red zone. And then there was like a few drops here and there on third down. Not third down. Like one or two on third down. Then obviously the two other missed opportunities because of turnovers in the red zone. So that's the only reason why they didn't score. Bro. And then the last one was a nail down. Like the seventh red zone drive was a nail down. So
wow,
they put us in a blender. They fucking did it to us, bro. It was bad from the coaches. The coaches ain't know what they was doing. The players ain't know what they was doing, bro. Yeah.
Hey, Mo, who y'all got this week? Who y'all got this week coming up?
We play tomorrow.
Yeah. I might be going to that game.
Look at Ryan.
I mean, it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, I might be going to that game.
How you might be going to that game?
I don't know if we're going to win.
You know, Todd, probably I'm about to say, that's the only way I'm going to pay for it. Well, I'm not even paying for the game. He'd be getting tickets from his coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about box seats too.
That means y'all gonna eat good, bro. Damn, hey, can I come?
He said he's trying to get through these tickets. I mean,
I can't do it. I'm just talking shit. Yeah, Nick could. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get into some true or false, man. And I was gonna start with it. You know what? Yeah, then I'm gonna start with the Titans, man. I'm gonna let you get some things off your chest if you need to, but also this is part of true or false. You saw the outline. True or false, the Titans will bounce back versus Seattle. Ryan, you take the stab at this one.
We can't play much worse after what we played on Sunday. To be honest, I feel like we jumped out of there, and I honestly going to the game, I really felt like we were ready for the game, but clearly. The game tape says otherwise. Like, they jumped out there and they were not ready to play on both sides of the ball. Really, it took us too long to get started on offense. Play calling, I don't know. It kind of got better as the game went on, but it wasn't enough. I felt like the game really changed in the first quarter when Chandler Jones got three sacks in the first quarter. I've never seen Taylor Lewan get beat so bad.
Oh, damn. He ended up with five, right?
He ended up with five, but he had three in the first quarter. You know what I'm saying? And one of the sacks that he got resulted in a touchdown. It was a bootleg Tannehill came up and showed him. He came unblocked, smacked the ball out of Tannehill's hands. As soon as he turned around, he walked in for a TD. And then it was just like a – it was like Chandler Jones was trying all his moves against Taylor Lewan. It was all working. Like, it got to a point where Taylor Lewan went out of the game like with the injury. You know what I'm saying? Because this is after he had three sacks. He went out of the game with injury. Chandler Jones comes back, gets another sack on the backup that we put in the game. So he comes back in right after that possession. And then, of course, he gives up another sack. Like, it's just, it was, it, yo, I could not, I had no words. I'm like, this man is still not being doubled. Like, why is he still getting single blocked over there? To Taylor Lewan's defense, like I said, I've never seen him play like that. Hopefully, I've never seen him play like that again. He tweeted about it afterwards, but I don't really care to see the tweet. I just know. I mean, he's one of my guys. I mess with Taylor Lewan, but he got the
He tweeted about it. Let me take.
Yeah, he tweeted about it. He was like Chandler Jones.
He basically said he whipped my ass today.
Basically,
that's my daddy. That's my poppy. Hey,
that's it, bro. All right, niggas too much. niggas overdid it. But yeah, he tweeted about it.
Got my ass kicked today. No way around that. I let the team and fans down. Thank you, Chandler Jones, for exposing me. It would only force me to get better.
Yeah. So,
what a loser.
Hey, Jamal, chill out, bro. That's still my guy. I'll do that. But I definitely think we dropped back this week. Seattle. It's in Seattle, but it's going to be tough. I ain't even going to hold you. But, I mean, I don't think it's any way we can go on, too, bro. I mean, it's hard for me to sit there. But it's going to be tough, bro.
I mean, the good thing is, though, that y'all – I mean, technically, y'all can still afford it because these are two NFC teams that you're facing back-to-back. And the NFC West teams, obviously, y'all got that division, but two NFC West teams that y'all are facing back to back, bro. I'm not saying that it's okay to lose, but I'm saying if the situation was to play out exactly how this is playing out, you would rather have these losses to the NFC teams versus anybody in your conference, anybody in your division, and then just try and find a way to bounce back. All right, well, what kind of makes you nervous about that game, bro?
Just the fact that it's in Seattle. The fact that the defense did not come out to play like it played last week. I'm still dealing with another mobile quarterback with a better arm, in my opinion. Russell Wilson, smarter quarterback. Gotta get stops. I mean, the third down defense was terrible last year. I mean, can I say it's gotten better within 1 week of playing? I don't know. I mean, we got some stops on third down, but they still put up 38 points. I mean, they got a couple scores from defense, but still. Kyler Murray, he had like 5 TDs. Like, he was killing us with his feet. I mean, if we can find some way to contain Russell, keep him in the pocket, I mean, I'm just hoping. I don't know.
This motherfucker sounds
so good. I do, bro. Week one was bad, bro.
Ain't no way the Titans – I'm about to say, ain't no way the first week of the season got you like this after all this goddamn talk in the offseason, preseason, all this defending that you did against Rome and goddamn Rick. And you over here talking about the man. I just hope.
Here you go.
We look good.
You want real? Here's one of the things y'all always talk about me on the show is I be too.
I don't know.
I be too into my team. I always guarantee dubs and blah blah. I'm trying to be.
At least say with the conviction, though, right? You just like under the weather, bro. Just be confident.
Yeah, it sound like you
pick it up.
Hey, bro. Whole time, what y'all not about to do is
you can be confidently.
What y'all not about to do is try to sit up and tell me I'm not confident about my squad because clearly I haven't said we were going to lose the game. Have you heard me say that?
Can't tell.
Okay, well, don't matter if you can't tell. You ain't heard me say it. So we coming into week two. Going to be a tough game. I'm not calling if we're going to win or lose. But I think we're going to come out playing much better than we played last week. I'll tell you that.
All right, true or false, Nick? The Dallas offense will carry them to the playoffs this year.
True. Our defense isn't. I mean, with the injury with DeMarcus, I mean, I call him demissing for a reason. This is exactly why. My boy don't ever play 17, 16 games, bro. He just can't stay on the field. It's always some shoulder, leg, thigh, headache, something, bro, every day. So. I definitely think Dak gonna have to do it, bro. Some way, somehow. But I think he can do it.
So let me clarify before you get deeper into your response. Let me clarify. Because, yeah, it did sound like obvious. Like, if they make it to the playoffs, it will be the offense. I pose this statement more so like, Are you saying that they make it out of the NFC East as the division title, like as the division champion? That's what I'm saying. Like, are they making it out of the NFC East, and will it be because of their offense? Not if they make it out, will it be because of their offense? So that's kind of where I was going.
No question. I do think our defense got a little bit better.
Even if your answer is the same.
Yeah, no question. I still think our offense is going to have to lead us to promised land. Defense, I just need you to make a couple stops, key stops every game. You don't got to be every jump. I feel like if we play the Washington defense, you know what I'm saying, just get them to the red zone, make them mess up when they own, I'll be straight. Rob Marinelli. If we get back to that style. No.
What's his name, Nick?
Rob Marinelli. That's what I meant to say. But I remember him. We used to give up hella yards, but we gave up all field goals. So if we can do that, bro, I'm cool with it. I don't care about the yards. I just care about touchdowns. We give you touchdowns, your thing. It might look bad on paper, but we going to the offs because of Dakota Rain Prescott. Mark it.
Bro, why do you keep saying that man's full name like that, bro?
I mean, when you know somebody, that's what you do. You know what I mean?
You don't know that.
Oh, you know
him?
No, bro, No. You know him? All right. So, Nick, can you just explain to us, since we have you on this show, this live stream, what exactly was Dak and Zeke doing at the sex shop with dildos? I'm sure you talked to him about that.
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it, bro. It was a party that night. Can't get in too much detail about it. A little wild, you know what I'm saying? You know how that, remember that Fred Smoot party? It's something the same. You know what I'm saying? On that boat, they just brought little things to the party, bro. That's it, man, to get some stuff activated. You know what I'm talking about?
No, bro.
All right.
No, I don't.
All right, so y'all gay now. I don't know what's going on.
Trying to flip this on us, huh? That's what you doing, bro? That's the good old Knicks passion.
I'm just saying that's what they was getting things to activate some situations at the party with some.
Right. It sounds nothing.
Just about now. To say, bro.
I'm just about to say you not talking about nothing.
All right. Okay. So we're gonna talk about this last one. This last one together, man. The Eagles. I'll start this one off. True or false, the Eagles will be a legit contender to win the NFC East. I'm gonna go false. I'm not gonna lie to you. I only thought about considering true simply for the fact that in the NFC East in general, you can never count any team out. But it's hard to kind of overreact. Or hard not to overreact after seeing them beat up on the Falcons. The Falcons aren't that good of a team. The Eagles have a really... I still always trust their defense. I've always trust their defense. And I think Jalen Hurts is a little bit better than what people give him credit for. I think people look at the stats first, and that's kind of where they get the misconception that he's not that good. But the guy's a hooper. But with that being said, you're looking at a team who still is going to end up facing a gauntlet, just like the rest of the NFC East, and that they face the AFC West as well. They got some, I forgot who their fifth AFC team is. I don't remember who it is. But point being, it's week one. I don't see them winning any more than like seven or eight games. And it's probably going to take you 10 wins this year to win the NFC East. And I got them no higher than 7 or 8.
You don't think that's competing?
So I don't think they're competing to win it.
To the playoffs?
Well, it depends on when they get them. Nah, they're not. They're not going. They probably fighting for like second. They're not fighting for first.
I mean, I feel like if you beat them two games, I feel like you just compete.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It's fair. But nah. I see them winning at seven most. That's okay. What I'm getting at. Seven most. I don't see them winning. Like, I think that's where it's capped off at. They can win like somewhere between 5 to 7, but seven most. I don't see them winning anything more than that. So they would have to be on the high end in order for them to be competing. And I don't really see that happening.
It'd be hard for me to
Where y'all
it'd
at
be hard for me to say I see 10 games too. I mean, if that's the number that actually wins the NFC East. But what I will say is, I've said on the show coming into the season that I thought the Giants, both the Giants and the Eagles, would be much improved this year and be better in the division. Not like years in the past. I can definitely, you know, if they can, you know, it seemed like Devontae Smith got off a little bit yesterday, which is what I like to see. I like Jalen Reagan, he got off a little bit. I mean, just thinking off players off my head. I like the D-tackle plays next to Fletcher Cox too, Hargraves. I think they got a little solid team. I mean, if Jalen Hurts is able to play like that, I mean, I know a lot of his passes didn't go too far. I think I'm not mistaken. Not all his passes was going past 10 yards, but accuracy he's got, he looked better. I mean, if you ask me, which I think, I don't know what y'all thought about Jalen Hurts. We can talk about that after I finish, but I can see them winning like 8 games, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. 8. I'm leaning closer to like that. I ain't gonna hold
it. Is that their floor or their ceiling? The 8. That's their ceiling?
I'm going to say ceiling. 8-9. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. All right, Nick, what about you?
I'm going to say no. I feel like – I don't know what it is. I'm – Jimmy kind of blew me because all
– Is Sleazo online? Is Sleazo on? Is Sleazo on the live?
Sleazo, if you ain't here, let me know. We'll figure out. But Jimmy, go ahead.
Talking about all the flaws in this team all off season, bro.
Oh, they win one game
Sunday afternoon. Yeah. You couldn't tell this man nothing, bro. They going to the bowl. They doing this. They doing
that. He didn't say the bowl.
Definitely said they going to the offs.
He definitely said that.
Ceiling for this team is 8-9. I just think. It looked so easy for them against the Falcons. Arthur Smith was, I don't know what he was dialing up, but they looked terrible. I don't think this Eagles team you'll see every week, in and out.
It was the Falcons, you right? It was the Falcons.
When the Falcons go 2-15 and Eagles end up middle of the pack, they draft in 15, 16, 17, we ain't gonna hear no Eagles fans talking about nothing. I just still think this division is gonna be ran by either the Washington Redskins or the Cowboys.
Washington football team, bro.
My bad, bro. I be forgetting. They don't got no name for real. But yeah, either of those two teams, bro. Jalen did look decent, but all he did was dinging and dunking, bro. Which Jimmy doesn't like. So I'm like,
when he has a bad game.
I want to see when they have to actually like play a good team and put up real points and not just stat pad and, you know, go against Kansas or High Point. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see that game when it matters compared to what happened over the weekend. I mean, they surprised me. I ain't bet on it, but they surprised me.
Yeah, I ain't bet on it either. I wish I did. I wish I bet on them. I wish I bet on the Texans.
I didn't think the Texans was going to do Jacksonville.
Oh, my. I didn't know they had it in them, bro. Tyrod looked like a whole new person.
Remember it's the that, Jags, bro. Just chill, bro.
That new lung got him playing different, cuz.
He said he looking forward to playing the Browns.
Oh, they finna wax that nigga.
He should. What, they got the Browns week two? They got the Browns next?
Oh, yeah. Steamroll.
I mean, look, if you add all those, they added 1,000 pieces, bro. It's hard, and they added a lot of talent. Believe it or not, it's just a whole bunch of random talent. Like, that's literally what it was. They picked up Jimmy Moreland from the Skins. Like, they got pieces, bro. And I'm not going to sit here and act like he was like a piece. I'm just saying, I'm just using him. Like, they've added a whole bunch of just random talented guys, and they're going to try and make it work.
I found out they picked up Phillip Lindsay.
All on one-year deals and shit like that.
I found out in the preseason they had Phillip Lindsay. What? When did they get Phillip
Lindsay? Phillip, Mark Ingram, David Johnson, bro. That backfield is fucking stacked, bro.
They got a backfield.
And they still got Cooks.
You don't got no receivers.
Brandon Cooks randomly be still cooking, bro. I didn't know he'd be getting stacked.
I mean, he still do that. But who else? They don't have.
And he the only team in the South. They the only team in the South with a dub.
I know. Ain't that something?
It sound like the Eagles, bro. The only team in the East.
I mean, they also
got Danny Amendola. Oh, yeah. This fucking receiving corps is terrible. You're absolutely right. It's only Brandon.
Who else in there?
Oh, they got Chris Conley, too, but he 29. So, they got Danny Amendola, Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley. Let me see what else was on their roster because they didn't. They probably just didn't get targets. So let me take a look.
Who at the GM? Roster. He need to be fired.
I'm mad at this point.
Andre Roberts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have picked up T.O.
No bullshit, bro. That's a terrible receiving
quarterback. And they still blew them niggas out, bro. Ain't got no tight ends, for real. Gosh.
That just show you how bad Jacksonville is. What you mean?
Yeah.
But I think I was just about to say, I think what's his name looked all right.
Trevor.
Like just moving around, like he felt comfortable. Huh? Yeah, he didn't have a good game statistically, but he looked comfortable.
I think that's
just tried to make some plays and it backfired.
He did three picks.
Yeah, he made one too many terrible plays.
30 yards passing.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into. So we all are saying. I think we all said false with the Eagles one, right?
Nah, I said they're competing.
Okay, Rye said true, and then me and Nick said false. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and then Rye, for the Titans, you said true.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Dallas, Nick said true. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and recap. Well, we ain't got to recap it, but talk about how crazy this goddamn Raiders game was on Monday night. Son, let me tell y'all, let me just tell y'all my betting experience.
I bet on this joint too.
And it's a short. You bet on it. You must have just took like a team to win because I know you ain't.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So Monday night, I wrap up the aftermath stream for the Chargers and Washington game. That shit ends at like 8 o'clock. So I just been doing my homework throughout the day, just trying to figure out like which way I'm leaning. Well, I was already leaning Ravens, but I was trying to figure out like what would be the blind spots and shit like that. But I was like, in my head, I'm like, it's no way in hell that the Raiders could really stop them. And I think if Baltimore can pressure, the Raiders, they'll be in good shape. So you know what I'm saying? I took the Ravens -3, two units, for me. So I took two units on that joint, betted at 8 o'clock or 8:15, something like that, right before kickoff. So I'm like, all right, bet. Bro, when I tell you, like, we was up 14-0 at one point, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little comfortable, 14-3, whatever it was. And it ended up being a good game. And I was cool with that. Like, I was perfectly fine with a good game. I was just like, all you got to do is win by a touchdown. And the way the game was looking, Ravens were going to score another touchdown. So I was like, all right, it's just a matter of time. It's whatever. I end up getting tired. I go to sleep like.
Oh, you went to sleep.
I think they got a field goal. The Ravens got a field goal late in the fourth quarter, and that's when I ended up falling asleep. So I missed the Raiders driving down, bruh, kicking their field goal to tie it up, and I missed everything that happened after that, bruh. But when I tell you, I woke up at fucking 1 a.m.,
and I'm like, really just ended around I'm like, time,
all right. Yeah, because I heard the noise. That's how I ended up waking up because of the TV. So I'm like, I'm looking at the highlights and shit, and I'm like, all right, I had to win my money, right? I'm looking at the highlights and shit. My fucking chest is like pounding now. I'm like, hold on, bro. There's no way in hell. Like I already knew how the momentum was shaking throughout the game and stuff like that. I knew it was going back and forth. The Raiders was competing the whole game, so credit to them. I'm not knocking it. I knew it was gonna be a good game, but I'm looking at the highlights and the way that they're talking about it. You just knew something happened. So I see Derek Carr and them in the red zone, bro. I'm like, nah, bro. No way they scored a touchdown on their first drive, bro. And then they threw the pick in the red zone. I'm like, God is good. Let's go. And then after that, this man Lamar Jackson fumbles, bro. Like, Jackson fumbles, bro. And I'm like, son, we can't go out like this. I don't remember what happens after that, like when he fumbled. I knew he fumbled like inside his own territory, but eventually they end up getting the ball back and something happens. And Derek Carr has the ball like at the midfield or something like that. And that's when I'm like, bruh, because they couldn't stop him all like the passing game was there, like couldn't stop them motherfuckers. And I just see that fucking drop back. I see that ball go deep, bruh. And I'm like, why are you not running? With this receiver, whoever the hell you are, why are you not running, bruh? Stop. Yeah, I was like, bro, you have to keep running with this man. He goes in the end zone. I was like, it has to be a flag, right? No flag. Game
cover zero.
I'm like, you mean to tell me?
What's even worse is
I'm listening to this man roam. In the chat. And I'm like, bro, Rome couldn't have been more wrong in that moment talking about the 3.5 line. Like, because he was talking about the line. I'm like, if you're watching the game, there's no way in hell you thought the Raiders should have even, like, the Ravens had, like, three or four different opportunities to win the game. That has nothing to do with the line. That has everything to do with the Ravens choking the game away.
So this is,
and I was like, bruh, if they end up proving him right, I'm going to be so mad, because not only does he get proven right, I lose my fucking money. I was on the right side, bruh.
You're on the wrong side, Jamal.
I was on the right side.
Let me tell you what happened, bro. End up betting this game Sunday night. After the Bears game, end up betting the game, bro. I'm like, man, fuck it. Let me just throw some bread on this game, bro. I'm gonna tell you,
Who'd you take?
Had the Ravens. Right.
Oh, so Sunday night, then it means you had them at 4 then, right?
It was at 3.5. I bought it down a point. I bought the hook because I hate hooks. But let me tell you, bro, I almost woke up and strangled Kiki, bro.
Hey, tell Kiki I had a birthday too, bro.
She in the house somewhere. But, bro.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
This is a prime example of why I only bet first halves, bro. Usually, first half, the better team wins. No questions. Bro. I'm watching this jump, bro. I'm lit. I'm like, all right, this jump. You know what I'm saying? We bound to win. Raiders start moving the ball. I'm like, all right, hold up, bro. I don't like this. And I kind of figured it was going to go weird because the defense of Ravens was running, bro. I'm like, bro, y'all can't play man all day. It's going to bite you on the ass. Whoa.
He's getting tired.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all going to get tired, bro. You know what I'm saying? Some cover two or something, bro. And get the overtime. Bryant Edwards catch the jump. I was like, all right, I'm about to turn my TV off. But then I don't. He get the jump. I see the flag. I'm like, all right, bet it's lit. He catch the pick. I turn my TV off. I'm like, oh, it's money in the bag. I'm finna go to sleep. Wake up the next morning at 6:40, bro. Watch the highlights. I look at my bet now account. I'm like, bro, where my bread at? I'm about to check these niggas. I'm like, hey, my bread not in my account. I know the Ravens won. I'm looking at the highlights as I'm about to do the chat, and I see these niggas lose, bro. I was woke up the whole house.
I had heart pain, bro.
Yes,
bro.
I had heart pain, bro. That shit was crazy to wake up and see how that shit unfolded.
Oh, man, that game was so
I couldn't
loud,
go to sleep for like an hour, bro.
I enjoyed it, man.
It was a live game. I give you that. Like, I don't trip if I lose, like, especially if I'm entertained, bro. But I get upset when there's a clear cut somebody should have won type deal. And I was on the side that they should have won.
It better be a blowout,
like,
bro.
I do get frustrated with
that.
Better
be a blowout. If it's a close game, bro, I'm whipping everybody's ass. It better be a blowout. My money on the line.
So, look.
I feel it. I'd rather avoid the stress, but I get it.
So, a group of me and my boys, who we all was in high school together with, we just decided, and Taz in this group chat too, we just decided out of the blue that we would bet on, we would make a Google form of all the games, and we would all make our picks, and then every week, whoever the winner was, whoever wins the most games, throw that person $30, right? So it came down to me and Todd was the last. It came down to just us two, and the Ravens game was decide who would get the money because I had like out of the games, I think I had 11 correct, and Todd had the same, but he picked the Steelers to beat the Bills, and nobody else did. And then I also picked the Ravens to beat the Raiders to pick the Ravens. Now, can I honestly say I thought the Raiders are a better team than, but no, I didn't think so. But at the same time, I'm thinking Raiders at home, first game with fans, it's going to be wild. And then I just felt like
– thinking like a gambler. I love
like,
it. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They would have enough to pull it out. And to be honest, as live as the game was, you know, when – he threw that pick in the red zone. I was so hurt, bro. I'm like, oh, my God. That was the bread right there. But then he came back and Max Crosby, bro. Max Crosby's likes that. I didn't know he was that nice. He's likes that. He was disrupting the line the whole game. Made him fumble. I was like, oh, it's up, bro. It is up. Cam down, field goal, OT. They, when they got the ball, I knew they was going to score, bro. There's nothing, nothing told me they was not going to score. Like, they're going down scoring this joint. Zay Jones wide open.
Yeah, as much time as they had the ball in that play, that goddamn overtime, I was like, bro, they was going
to score. So, I got a question,
looking
bro.
At them highlights, bro, I was hurt.
Since you had money on the games, was NFL Sunday lively than it usually is?
I mean, no, because I play fantasy. So, you know, I'm always in tune to everything. It's always live to me. You know what I'm saying?
Not the same, bro. Not the same.
I mean, honestly, bro, I'm tuning in almost every game that I can hands on Sunday. So, I mean, I'd be definitely into it. It was, yeah, all right. Okay, I guess, a little more added incentive that I had money on the game.
All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make a dreamer parlay, bro. I bet you your whole Sunday would be lit, especially if you win in that jump, bro. A1.
Yeah,
it's gonna be stressful though. You see the gray hairs in my chin jump, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Send me that.
Nick, you ugly, bro. You said send him. You want him to send
his
you
gray hairs? His like, gray what's wrong hairs? With him, bro?
You talking about the dreamer picks? What are you talking about, bro? Telling me about?
I wouldn't send you a dreamer. You got to make your own dreamer, bro. I don't want to be a part of it. If you lost, I'm going to be a part of it.
Okay, well, I don't know what you were talking about then.
I want you to make a dreamer.
He got to make an account.
Okay.
All right. Now make an account. All right. Hey, let's get up out of here with these week two picks, man. So, we do have three games, as always. Let me go ahead and pull up the spreadsheet for everybody who is watching on YouTube and Twitch. We got the Beat the Odds spreadsheet. Where is the camera? Here we go. How the hell do I get out of the full screen, John? I don't know how to do it. I got a full screen. Oh, there we go. There we go. Uh-oh. There we go. Boom. All right. So, sweet, we got three games. I had a game, Nick brought a game, and then we all have the Sunday night football game, which would be Minnesota and Arizona, Denver and Jacksonville, and then Kansas City and Baltimore, which is the Sunday night primetime game. Last week, you see the records up here. Let me zoom in just a little bit more for everybody who is watching. We all went at least two dubs. I went 2-1. Rye went 2-1. Somebody went 3-0. And this week, we're all going to try and go undefeated.
What's up, Nick?
There's that. So, first game first, we have the Minnesota Vikings against the Arizona Cardinals.
What's the line?
The Cardinals are 4.5-point favorites. And just a reminder for everybody who are listening, we are making plays. Two things that we need to clarify. We are making plays from the Wednesday line, no other day. So when you hear this, we are playing everything off the Wednesday line. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this is always for entertainment, if we make sense and you want to ride with us with our bets, obviously do so. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, me and Nick put money on games all the time. But we aren't professionals. So I don't want you getting mad at us, you know what I'm saying? Because you made a play that we convinced you on. Because odds are we probably made the same play. But I'm just letting you know, it's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? This is for fun. But some of these things we do end up putting money on. With that being said, Nick, I'm going to hand it to you first. You have Arizona -4.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. What you got?
Give me Arizona.
It's actually 4 now, so let me change it. It moved to 4. Definitely. So we got 4.
What's funny is if it had a hook, I would have took Minnesota. But let me get Arizona. They're at home, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're
a home opener. Kyler Murray is still early in the season. He's still healthy. You know what I'm saying? Them legs still moving. I feel like they might have another field day on that Vikings defense. I do believe the Minnesota put up some points, but it wouldn't be enough to cover. Let's go 27-34, Arizona.
Okay. All right, Rob, what you get?
Yeah, I'm not going to put no score on it, but I'm definitely going to take Arizona -4.
Yeah, I ain't doing a score.
I'm definitely going to take them out.
All right, Arizona -4. error minus four. We're gonna go ahead and keep this same trend going for Rick.
NA.
Mm-hmm. Give him that NA. That
good. I don't know what he. I called him too.
Called him too.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Rick. He left the chat earlier today.
That's why I called him.
That's why I hit him. I think some shit. Oh, it got to be some shit with his folks, bro. So.
I just talked to Eric last night, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking earlier today, so that's kind of like that all abrupt something. Whatever happened abruptly. Yeah. But I guess we'll figure it out. All right. So minus four. Minnesota lost. That was a bad loss for Minnesota.
Definitely.
Arizona with a blowout. This is gonna be rough.
Let down spot, Mar. I see what you about. I see what you're going with.
Yeah, that's. It's like it. This always happens. Like it literally always happens in the NFL.
You're right.
I'm gonna go. Fuck. I'm gonna just close my eyes and go mini, bro.
It's not a bad bet.
It's always those letdown spots that kind of gets like, and it's 60% of the best right now in Arizona. So a lot of people are thinking that they cover. And if I had to give a percentage, I would lean like 55% chance that Arizona covers, but I'm going to take that 45 with Minnesota and rock with them. Okay. All right. So Minnesota. I got Minnesota. Nick and Rock got Arizona. All right, so Denver and Jacksonville. Denver and Jacksonville. Denver is a 6-point favorite on the road against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to go ahead and start with Ryan on this one. Let me go ahead and give Rick the good old NA right quick for the rest of these three. But, yeah, what you got, Ryan?
Definitely got Denver minus six, brother.
Oh, definitely.
Man. Why is that?
Definitely. Honestly, man, they came out last week, and I thought I gave them more credit than they deserved. They really went out there and got slapped by Houston. I'm surprised they went like that.
Okay. Okay. Nick, where you at?
I'm riding with PS2 and the boys, baby. Denver minus six. I would take them at minus 14 if I could. I feel like they feel like they got a quarterback now, so that defense actually like played up to its potential. Offense looked good. Noah Fant out there catching all the, you know what I'm saying? I think he had like 10 catches, I believe, or something like that. But
six.
I'm thinking of Darren Waller.
He had eight targets.
Darren Waller was getting off.
I think he led the team.
Darren Waller had like 19 targets.
Yeah. He started off for like 1 for 8, bro. Then he started turning up. I was like, okay.
That's not really one of Wallen fantasy.
Hey, shout out to Malik. Malik OB, bro. That boy, and he wasn't playing about
that 30 points a game.
All right.
He likes that.
Yeah, I'm about to say that part too. It took him overtime to get it, but they got it. They got it. All right, so you got Denver minus six. I think I'm a lean Denver minus six on this one. I think the thing that's kind of tripping me up is that I don't think Jacksonville was as bad as they showed against Houston. But at the same time, their bad outing was against Houston.
Right. That's tough, man.
I'm gonna rock it out due to Denver minus six right here. Due to Denver minus six. I will say this though, for those who are listening, for our actual opinion, if it ever shoots up to like seven and a half for Denver, I'm taking Jacksonville at home for the full touchdown dog. I'm taking Jacksonville, but right now I'll take that six point jump. So yeah, if it goes up to seven and a half, I'm definitely taking Jacksonville for that one. Okay. All right. So we have Lashley. Where is the game at? All right, there we go. 3.5. All right, so it's still at 3.5 as we speak. Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Again, Kansas City Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. If you let Rome tell it, bet the home team. But I'm going to give this to you all. Nick, you had to take the one, take the lead with this one. What you got, Kansas City?
Not touching the Ravens ever again. ever again.
Damn, bro.
I was funny as bro. The Ravens and the Titans are the worst teams to bet on, guaranteed. So I'm gonna take Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Basically, but now I'm taking the Chiefs, bro. Prime time night game. Only team that Lamar Jackson usually loses to is the Chiefs. So that's what I'm rolling with.
It's not true, but okay.
I mean the Titans once, but
twice. That's all that. Okay. I'm definitely taking Kansas City -3, and it's no question.
All right, so we have KC -3.5.
I don't like the fact that me and Nick did all the same picks. Yeah.
I mean, you obviously trying to go 3-0. That's all it is, brother.
That's what it sounds like, bro. He's just copying your
style. Oh, man. Then let me go first before him.
You got to be different. I'm going Baltimore.
Dummy.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Damn.
Don't do it, bro.
I learned my lesson 1,000 times. Like, the only time I ever bet against, I bet against Pat Mahomes twice, and I'm 1-1.
Do it again.
But that shit is so scary. That shit is so scary betting against Pat Mahomes, bro. Matter of fact, I did it 3 times. The other time was the Los Angeles Rams against the Kansas City Chiefs, and that 50-point 49-49 mm-hmm. game or whatever it was, it ended up being a push. So that's why I don't really count. So I went 1-1-1. And that's why it's kind of, I'm going Baltimore.
Is Marcus Peters back or is he done for the season?
He's done for the season.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City. Minus 10.
No.
-3.5. It's 3.5, right?
I mean, nah. It's 3.5. I'm just saying, you got them winning by more than 10. I got what you're saying. Yeah. All right. So, I have 2 differences than y'all. Y'all both got Arizona and Kansas City. I have Minnesota and Baltimore. We're all in agreement with Denver on the -6 on the road. But I'm not going to change my pick in the spreadsheet. Whatever the spreadsheet is, it is what it is. But in real life, if Jacksonville ends up being a 7.5 point favorite, I will take that bet for Jacksonville. And we'll go from there. And then Rick is 0-6 currently as it speaks. oh man. All right. So that was that. We're done. We're done with that. And I think we are good for tonight. Fellas.
Yes, sir.
What y'all got going on this weekend, bro?
Oh, your mic went out, I think, Ma.
Your mic went out, Ma.
My mom.
Oh, there you go. That is kind of crazy, but okay.
I said, what y'all got going on this weekend, bro? Y'all chilling? Bro, I'm pretty sure you chilling after the week that you had.
I mean, I would think so, but I got a couple things I got to do on Saturday, but nothing.
Oh, my bad, player.
I ain't really got to do nothing.
My bad, player.
I'm just you
know. Are you hooping?
Oh, for sure.
Because it looked like hooping weather on Saturday.
Hey, y'all hooping, I'm out there. For sure.
All right, so that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening or watching, I will be back tomorrow for the pregame and postgame for the Washington football game against the New York Giants. The fellas will be back next Wednesday. Continuing to recap, we'll try and get a guest on to preview one of the primetime games or one of the bigger games of the week next Wednesday. But yeah, back tomorrow, all 32.
Hey, Ma, you think before we get out of here, you think y'all gonna win tomorrow?
I hate that question, bro.
I mean, yes or no?
Yeah, I know. It's a fair question. Yes, all right. Yes, I think
we okay, yeah, Ma. I'm about to say all that trash you were talking earlier. You better say it with some conviction, nigga. You're gonna do what tomorrow?
I don't know.
What? Your child gonna win tomorrow?
It's a whole bunch. I don't sound depressed. Bro. You know what all I'm right, saying? I said it with my chest. I wasn't sure, but you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a complex
man,
answer.
Complex.
But to answer your question, yes or no? Yes, I think
there
we win.
There
we go, man. There we go. All right. With that being said, everybody, hey, if you're watching and listening, whatever, like, subscribe, rate, all that good stuff. One stars, we find you, all that good stuff, man. Till next time, catch y'all tomorrow. Peace.